When professional athletes win championships, sometimes they're paid to make an announcement.
Michael Jordan and the Bulls, you just won your first NBA championship. What are you going to do next?
We're going to Disney World! Yeah.
But this year, the championship will be at Disney World. The NBA season restarts tonight. 22 teams have assembled in a corner of the giant Disney resort in Orlando, Florida.
The players are tested for the coronavirus every day. The games are played in empty gyms without fans.
And once players are on campus, they have to stay there. It's being called the NBA bubble.
At first, what happened inside the bubble was a mystery, but then reporting started to come out from the players themselves.
People in hazmat suits are here to test me. Let's see how this goes.
Matisse Thybulle is a rookie on the Philadelphia 76ers. He's been making videos about his time in the bubble. They're about everything, from the perils of eating alone in quarantine.
You know what's tragic is I don't have a fork. Oh, maybe I'm supposed to use the lid as a spoon. No.
To spirited conversations with teammate Tobias Harris about resuming the season as Black Lives Matter protests erupt throughout the country.
We don't want to be here and just throw on some t-shirts and think that's getting a job done. So, like, we have to back something real that is going to allow us to actually see and create real change.
Thybulle does all the recording and editing himself, and the videos have been a huge viral hit.
I just thought a couple thousand people or a couple hundred people might watch. I think I'd have a million views.
Another prolific documentarian of the bubble is JaVale McGee, better known here in L.A. as the starting center for the Lakers.
I always wanted to be a producer, but obviously I was 7 foot tall and extremely athletic, so I decided to go another route.
McGee's documented his time in the bubble from the moment he said goodbye to his family, and in Disney, he has seen a whole new world.
We converted literal hotel rooms into working businesses. So we have a barbershop, we have a beauty shop, we have an ice tub room where it's a literal ice tub in the middle of the room, no bed, none of that, just an ice tub.
And of course, the players will be playing games with no crowds.
They throw in crowd noises sometimes, and it's kind of weird. I feel like we're in the Truman Show.
It's a new environment, but it's the same league. And for players like Thybulle, it's opened the door to telling his own stories.
I didn't realize the effect that these videos could have, but I've realized as doing it, the door that I've opened to players creating their own content. We're the show, essentially.
So as the NBA squeezes into its Disney bubble, fans can now get a little closer to athletes. Turns out, it's a small world after all.